This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The cost of short-term dollar loans between banks eased today at central bank actions to lose credit markets continue to have an effect. The interest rate on three-month dollar loans, known as the LIBOR, slid by less than a hundredth of a percentage point to 1.459%. Meanwhile, the rate for the euro or Euribor slipped to 2.97% from 2.99%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 84.33, down 82 points. The NASDAQ 1503, down almost 27, now 27 straight up. And the S&P 500 at 862 is down just over 10 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. At the Chicago Board of Trade this Monday morning, we see that March wheat opened at 6:12, up 12 3/4 on the open July, 6:34, up 11 at the Chicago Board of Trade. For March corn, we see the opening there at 4:20, up 7 3/4 on the open May, 4:29, up 6 1/2 July, 4:41, up 8 1/2 December, 4:62 1/2, up 6 March, 4:74, up 6 May, 4:83, up 7 3/4 on the open. January beans open at 9:73, up 21 1/4 on the open. March, 9:77, up 20 1/2. May, 9:89, up 21 1/2. July, 9:99, up 21 1/4. November of 2009 open at 9:94, up 14 1/2 on the open. January soybean meal open at 3:03, up 5:30 on the open. March, 3:03, up $6. January soybean oil open at 33.08, up 26 on the open. March, 33.35, up 23. December live cattle opened at 86.40, up 50 on the open. January feeders, 92.90, up 7 1/2. February lean hogs, 59.10, up 15. And February pork bellies open at 87.40, down 105 on the open. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel. He is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the markets have had a nice little technical run. Volume not especially heavy on the move that we've seen in the last week or so, and yet some objectives met that makes you wonder if we can go higher.
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Like you said, that we've had a fabulous run. You know, we talked about for several weeks that the bull would get some Christmas and maybe a little bit more. So we'll take it. But the volume has been somewhat light compared to past history. Open interest has been going down, which suggests that maybe we've seen some of these people's been short buying back and getting it out of the marketplace. But what we got to watch though here. Now we are at some points that you talked about is whether or not we can push on higher or see a little bit more of a major corrective influence, as producers have been using this rally here to get caught up on sales. Basis levels are starting to drop pretty good now. Down at the Gulf, the corn basis has dropped 2-3 cents here today. Bean basis has fell anywhere from 8 to 10 cents a bushel. So this is the rally we've been waiting for. Now the question is whether we can push a little higher or not.
And in this rally, we've seen that the beans in the January have, they reached pretty much the top of the spike high that they saw in October, 981 and three quarters. 100-day moving average sitting above that, 1029 and a half. Do you like the chances for reaching that level, or are you wanting to make a little bit of a sale in here?
Well, to give you our inside secret here, we are recommending to sell a third of inventory that needs to be sold. We're not recommending cleaning out the bin by all means. But our original date clear 3-4 months ago was to make some cash sales here mid, late December, and we're here, and the market has cooperated. The price isn't as high as like we like to have it, but according to our market plan, we are recommending to go ahead and move it a little chunk here and see what develops. Hope that sale's wrong. Hope we can go higher here. But when I visit with elevator managers, farm managers, lending officers, these financial institutions, there's just a ton of cash grain out there to be moved. That's not necessarily mean we're going to see a wave of grain come at us and push it sharply lower, but the upside might be sort of limited here unless we can see some outside influences help give the investor some confidence to own the grain market.
Do you want to make any 09 sales?
It depends where you're at. In your own situation, with this rally here, guys have pushed the pencil and saying, this is not too bad, but it's still not good enough. But when you look at your average, what you sold last year, where you got started last year, if you have zero sold, it might not hurt to at least inquire about some bids out there. If you're in a wide basis area, it's a perfect opportunity to get a hold of a market consultant or a broker and consider a good old-fashioned hedge. And there's several different options or ways you can go. But the name of the game is to manage risk, and a lot of producers are not doing a whole lot right now. So it's probably about time as the calendar turns 2009 to have some type of game plan.
What's an attractive-looking call for you at the moment?
Well, we call option would be one you want to buy for some upside movement. We're not too enthused at being outright calls right at the moment, but there are some call option spreads we're working to cheapen the option value down as much as 50%. Mm-hmm. When you do look at the price of options, they're kind of pricey, but we got the market with some pretty good volatility and a lot of time in it. So we're doing several different strategies to cheapen those purchases up by 50% and give producers an opportunity to take advantage of an up or down move.
While beans have pretty much achieved their October highs, corn has a little bit of ways to go to get to the 450 level.
Well, in this type of atmosphere, it could zoom there real quick. That would be a good benchmark to shoot for here as we go into year end. But you got to remember just about anything can happen, and you got to be prepared to take advantage of it.
Besides the little rally we're seeing in here, what else are you looking at today?
Well, we're watching the outside markets, crude oil particularly. That's been a main headliner in here. I think that needs to be watched. We are watching the stock market. And thirdly, we're watching the interest rate market too.
And are all signs encouraging for the rally to continue in those outside markets you mentioned?
Well, the weekend news with overseas news, unrest, is probably just a blimp here for a day. But the key or question is who else will get involved. So, mm-hmm. Yes, it needs to be monitored very, very closely here. But the overall main theme as we exit 2008 into 2009 is we're still in a global meltdown. Who's going to come forward and buy this thing to push it sharply higher? That's the main question. There's not the funds or the investment interest out there right now to have a substantial rally in anything whatsoever.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat at 631.5, up 15.25. May, 641, up 13.75. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 611.5, up 12.25. July, 637, up 14. March corn, 416.5, up 4.25. May, 426.5, up 4. July, 437, up 4.5. September, 447, up 4.5. January beans, 961, up 9.25. March, 967.5, up 11. May, 980, up 12.5. July, 989, up 10.25. January soybean meal, 299, up 130. January soybean oil, 3307, up 25. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.